This is John Batchelor, continuing my conversation with Professor Serhii Plokhii. His book, Nuclear Folly, A History of the Cuban Missile Crisis. The point here that the professor makes is that in confrontations with nuclear weapons or not, escalations with nuclear weapons talked about, the contest is not well informed. Each side does not have complete information, good information. Sometimes never gets it. Sometimes gets it incompletely. Making decisions with nuclear weapons being in the flow without clarity. Therefore, what we are witnessing now in Ukraine, again, it doesn't have clarity. What is the aim of firing missiles into Russia? What is the aim of the President Zelensky saying we'll have a settlement to this war when Donald Trump is in office? What is the aim of Mr. Putin firing an experimental ICBM, he says, into Ukraine? We don't know. We don't know what each side has in the ready in case of a plan B coming up. Here, Professor Plokhii informs you what the U.S. didn't know about what Russia had in Cuba and what Russia had in submarines to intercept the U.S. task force headed to Cuba. What Russia was prepared to do in the event that the U.S. invaded Cuba. Didn't know. More of this later.
Well, Washington doesn't know about the submarines. They would learn about that later. But Washington would never learn, at least during the crisis, that those submarines were equipped with the nuclear-armed torpedoes. So that was one of the things that Washington would never learn. Another thing was the presence of the tactical weapons. So really, the both sides act to a degree in a darkness. They don't understand each other fully, don't understand each other's motives. They don't know what the capabilities are on both sides. And again, Mikoyan, we were talking about Mikoyan. He is again someone who says, okay, please don't send the submarines there. Please keep them at a certain distance from the island. But the key decision that is made is that the Soviet Navy would not try to break through the blockade. They are given order to the Soviet ships that had missiles on their decks or in their trim decks to turn back. They give order to another ship that was close to Cuba and could beat the blockade, the ship which was called Alexandrovsk, and it had all the nuclear warheads for those missiles. They order that ship to go to Cuba as soon as possible. But the idea is actually try to avoid confrontation. As a result of that, only medium-range missiles ended up in Cuba. The intermediate one, the so-called R-14, that could reach areas beyond Washington and New York, they were turned back. So that was the immediate impact of President Kennedy's speech, which was, of course, very positive.